Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete from Frequency Cast, the UK TV and technology podcast. In May 2012, we were invited to take a look behind the scenes at the British Gas HQ. We caught up with their Smart Homes team to find out what British Gas is doing to help us all be more energy efficient. Something you may not immediately associate British Gas with is electric vehicles, but it's their mission to become the provider of choice for charging these new electric vehicles. We caught up with Katie Alloway from the Smart Homes team, who took me for my first drive in an electric vehicle, the Nissan Leaf. You're going to take me for a little drive in this lovely electric vehicle. We're currently stationary, and this is the impressive bit, is actually starting the engine, for want of a better word. Katie, could you fire it up for me?
I can.
Okay, so that's it, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, complete silence, no engine noise in the cabin at all, inside or outside.
And of course, this is fully automatic, so there's no gearbox or anything like that. It's just press the button and go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just as you would with a normal automatic. So, park, reverse, drive, neutral. Very simple.
Brilliant. Okay, let's go for a drive. Whoa, so we're off and running, and that is unusual. It feels a bit like when you start your car without the engine running and just lose the handbrake. You're moving forward with absolutely no engine noise. That is a very unusual sensation. There is a little bit of noise, of course, that's the tyres on the road, that's just normal road noise rather than engine noise. But it is very quiet, it's like a recording studio in here. Katie, how is it to drive?
Very smooth, very responsive, so very small movements on the accelerator and brake, and really fun to drive as well.
And we've got some nice tech here. I can see to the right of your dash there's a display that says 86 miles, and that presumably is 86 miles left before I need to charge.
Yes, it is. So very much like your fuel indicator, that's telling me that in 86 miles I'll have run out of battery, so plenty of life left to go, and it's very clear as to sort of when it's getting to that point as well and when I need to go back and charge.
Okay, I'm just going to let you concentrate on your driving while we do this. There's also a very nice display that looks like a... Oh! Little jump there. The brakes are a little bit nippy on this, aren't they? They're a little bit on the sharp side, I have to say.
In any electric car I've driven, they've been very similar. So when I drove the Mercedes Vito eSail a few months ago, again, very similar, and that's a huge van. So yes, very, very small movements on the brake. But once you've got the hang of it and you've got into it, then it's, you know, it comes very naturally.
It actually feels, just for the benefit of our listeners there, it actually feels like the opposite of a car. So when you start a car, nothing happens until you put your foot on the accelerator and then there's power. This actually feels like the power's always there and effectively you're holding it back. But yeah, very nice, smooth ride, amazingly quiet. We're doing, what speed are we doing now? About 20 miles an hour down a fairly residential street, so we're not flooring it. But presumably this can get up to a decent speed.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's much quicker off the lights than a normal car, so it's quite pleasing to sort of take some of the faster looking cars on the road away at the lights. But absolutely, 70 miles an hour, whatever you want to do on motorway driving, it's not a problem.
And looking at the display in front of me, we've got a telly in the central dashboard there. That's obviously your radio and your sat-nav. You were saying there was an interesting feature about the sat-nav telling you where to charge, is that correct?
Yes, so for a lot of people who are concerned about being left without enough charge to get home, the Nissan Leaf comes with a map which shows available charging points near to the vehicle. So if you are panicked, then you can pull over and just top up so that you can get home or get to where you need to be.
And if I've got this right, the plan is that most people that go for electric cars will have a home docking station at some point. There'll be potentially work docking stations as well, and of course the public ones. Is that about right?
Yes, it is. So we think about 2/3 of people will charge at home overnight mostly, with the rest being used at work or on street. Really, that is just for convenience when your car's stood at home overnight. It's very easy for you to plug in and leave it. And of course, with things like the Nissan Leaf, you can also actually program it so that it doesn't come on as soon as you plug it in. If you've got an off-peak tariff or a cheaper night tariff, then you're able to tell the car you wanted to charge at a different time of day, and it'll come on when you programmed it to. And you can do that from your smartphone or a web application whilst you're sat having a cup of tea, and you can warm it up as well or cool it down when it's still charged, so you're not losing any essential mileage.
So we're in the Nissan Leaf. This has a sort of a nominal range on a charge of roughly how many miles?
So it's about 100 miles.
And how long is an average charge to charge from flat for the Nissan?
So it depends what you're charging it with. If you're charging it with just a circuit and socket at home, a 3-pin socket, then it's about 10 hours from flat to full. If you're charging off something a bit faster, so say a charging point, then you're looking at a third off that, so about 6 hours.
Now, when you say a 3-point socket, you're not talking about the standard 13-amp main socket here, are we? We do have to have a special type of charging unit at home.
You do. There are regulations that stipulate that for an electric car, much like a power shower or an oven that you have at home, that you should charge off a dedicated circuit with a socket which you just use for charging the car. And really, that's for safety, to make sure that you're not overloading the rest of your circuit at home and there's no danger to you there of being able to carry on using your shower, your oven, your TV, your laptop, everything else that you turn on, as well as having your car on charge.
Okay, now British Gas are not normally something you would associate with smart cars. Why is British Gas in the business of powering smart cars?
Well, I guess a lot of it has come from the fact that we have a nationwide set of engineers already. So we have over 600 electrical engineers on the road. What that means is that we've been able to train them to help them to install charge points. But more broadly, it fits in with our aspirations around what we call the smart home. So we appreciate that the way that people's use of energy is changing, and with things like electric vehicles, but also things like smart metering, people wanting to save money, save energy, save time. You know, the electric vehicle is a key component of how people will change the way that they see energy in the future. You know, and one day when we have itemised bills and you can see how much your kettle has cost you over your Hoover, you'll have a line item there that says electric car, and you'll be able to look at that. And I guess from a selfish perspective, we have a fleet of our own. We have over 10,000 vehicles on the road at British Gas, and we want to reduce the carbon footprint of those vehicles. So for us, introducing a few thousand electric vehicles over the next few years will mean that we're able to reduce our carbon footprint of those vehicles. And that's very important, not only for us, but for a lot of other businesses throughout the UK who use fleets to go about their day-to-day operations. So there are lots of different benefits, and hopefully with our expertise we'll be able to help car drivers benefit from that.
Okay, Katie, thank you very much. One final question for you. The public stations, you were telling me earlier the deal for using a public charge point. How much would it cost if I were to need a public charge point?
So the government initiative called Plugged In Places is a really great deal at the moment. For £10 per year, you're able to charge up at any station within the network that you've chosen. So let's take Source London, for example. You can pay £10. You'll then be sent an RFID card or a swipe card, which means you can access any of the units in the Source London area. And it's completely free. You don't have to pay for any of the electricity that you use. And often there are also some good parking arrangements as well next to those units. So it really is a great option if you are driving out and about in town and you want to have that option of being able to charge whilst you're going to the shops or doing your grocery shopping or whatever else you might be. So it is a great option if you're out and about.
Superb, wonderful. Katie, thank you very much for your time and for the lovely drive. It's the quietest drive I've ever had.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You can find photos and more interviews from our day at British Gas at frequencycast.co.uk/britishgas.html. We hope you found this feature of interest. If you're new to Frequency Cast, we'd love you to become one of our regular listeners. Here's a quick summary of what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts that stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world. I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Yeah, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.